Good morning. Today's daf in Nazir Yud Aleph. We're here in the second parak of the Masechta, continuing the Mishnayos regarding Kabbalas on Nazirus. Exactly how do you formulate your acceptance of Nazirus? So this is day three of the second parak of the Masechta. Second parak started on Daf Tes. So that's Daf Tes, Daf Yud, and Yud Aleph. Yesterday, admittedly, was definitely a strange day in terms of Kabbalas on Nazirus, where you weren't Mekabel the Nazirus, but your cow was Mekabel the Nazirus. Okay, so go back to yesterday, review yesterday, just a great discussion yesterday of the Gemara regarding animation, going ahead and ascribing a thought to something that doesn't have thoughts. Anyway, that's yesterday's daf. But meanwhile, today's daf, going back to today's daf now, so more of the discussion. So Mazgalos Akos V'Amar Reini Nazir Mimenu. Okay, so the Hareza Nazir. So let's say somebody pours you a cup of wine, and we don't have the context right now, and in just a moment we're going to get a little more context, but someone pours you a cup of wine, and you say no thank you. But then you don't exactly say no thank you, but rather what you say is, Hareza Nazir Mimenu. I'm a Nazir today. So I'm a Nazir Mimenu, I'm a Nazir from that cup of wine. So Hareza Nazir. So the Mishnah says that is in fact an acceptable way of being Mekabel Nazir. So obviously, contextually, one could have easily argued that you're just simply saying no thank you, like the way I proposed. But okay, if you meant no thank you, what you would have said is no thank you. That's, thank you, but no thank you. But over here, the fact that you said Hareza Nazir Mimenu, so that would be sufficient grounds in order for you to be Mekabel Nazir. Now, even before we get to the next case of the Mishnah, which is a Maisa, it's an anecdote, but even before that point in time, so the Rush points out over here, what about what we learned earlier in the Masechta? We're going all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta, and on that is on Daf Gimel. So on Daf Gimel, we had a basic machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. How do you become a Nazir? So if I become a Nazir, let's say, for example, there are three Isurim by a Nazir. So there is going to be wine, haircut, and Tumas Meis. So let's say I only accept upon myself one of the three, not necessarily to the exclusion of the other two, but in other words, but I only highlight one. So if you remember, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And and according to Rabbi Shimon, ein nazirus chala ad she'yazir atzmo mikol. You have to accept the nazirus from every aspect of being a nazir. Meaning that you can't just simply say, I'm taking on one of the aspects and becoming a nazir. So you have to take on all three. So it has to be yayin, and teglachas, and tumas meis. Then and only then do you become a nazir. So over here, it's a simple question. The Rush asked this question, and that is, how come on our Mishnah over here, when you say, no, I am not having that wine, thank you very much, but no thank you, but then you also add, hari nazir mi menu, I mean nazir from that cup of wine, so why would Rabbi Shimon be, in other words, let's say a little bit better. Let me try to be clear. Our Mishnah would seem to indicate that according to everybody, you're going to be a Nazir. Meaning, and we're going to contrast it in just a moment to a story, to an anecdote, which seemingly is going to be difficult. But meanwhile, according to the first statement of the Mishnah, you're going to be a Nazir. And meanwhile, Rabbi Shimon would say that you need to incorporate all aspects of Nazirus. Okay, the Rush asks this question. The Rush gives answers. Could be that our Mishnah is to be understood as Yad. Anyway, it's obviously a worthwhile thought. Maisa b'ishach, we're continuing the Mishnah. There was a story, Shaisa Shikora. So the woman was drunk, umazgalos akos, and they poured her a cup of wine. Amara, hareini nazir mimenu. And she says, I'm a nazir from it. So amru chachamim lo nizkavnu ala lomar harehu alai karban. So what she meant is that cup of wine to me is going to be also to me like a karban, otherwise known as a neder. She's making a neder on that cup of wine, but truth in fact is that she does not become a nazir. Now, obviously, as you're looking at the Mishnah in its totality, obviously it's a problem. The Gemara immediately picks up on that. Maisa lister amar dereisha hareiza nazir v'hadotini maisa bisha achas amaba hahuda aser hayena achrina sharei. So I don't understand. The reisha and the sefer confused me. Because in the ratio, what do we learn when someone offers you a cup of wine and you say, no, hare nazir mimenu, so you're a nazir. And in the story, exact same scenario. She was given a cup of wine and she said, hare ze nazir mimenu. And the interpretation is that she's only making a neder on that cup of wine. She's saying the word nazir, but really the truth of the matter is that she's only making a neder. So how do you square the Mishnah? Reisha and Sefer. Chasur Mechzer V'Achi Ketani. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how you do it, and that is by adding a little bit of context. Okay, like so many times in Nedarim and here in Nazir as well, same basic idea, and that is that we look at the contextual clues. And that is Mazgolokos, meaning. So the Mishnah is to be understood as follows. That if just standard, meaning there is right now the first cup that they offered you, and you say no, but again, you don't just simply say no, but rather hareza nazir mimenu. So we have to understand that the word nazir over there is to be taken literally. There's no reason why you would say hareza nazir mimenu, unless of course you're ready to accept upon yourself nazir. So that is a statement of commitment, and that is to be taken literally. However, im shikor hu v'amar hareza nazir mimenu eino nazir. So, but let's say already you're drunk. And by the way, there are, in halacha, there are levels of intoxication. So, right, and the Rambam in his Parashat Mishnayos right here, discusses this in terms of levels of intoxication, because it gets to a point in time where you get so drunk that halacha does not recognize anything that you say, any commitment that you make. You can't make a neder, you're nazir, if you're too much under the influence. So over here, the Gemara uses the word shikor. Shikor over here means that basically you are not, you're not at the level of what the Gemara describes elsewhere, shikro shalot. In other words, to be drunk is lot. But in other words, but you're headed in that, you're already intoxicated, slightly inebriated. So in the case, im shikor hu ve'amaharin enazir me'menu enazir, under those circumstances now, if someone is pouring you another drink, it's not your first drink, you already had one too many. And now you want it to stop. So now when you want it to stop, so you say, Hare Nazir Mimenu. I'm a Nazir. Now it's understood that what you meant is not to be taken literally, but rather you just want the wine to stop. And what better way to say it than to say, no, thank you, I'm a Nazir. Now I know, by the way, in the storyline that I just drew, so why don't you say I'm a Nazir for the first cup, the second cup? Right? However many cups beforehand. Okay, I understand. But the point of the Gemara is that you're just, the context is dictating that you're just saying the word Nazir right now, not because you want to become a Nazir, just because you want them to stop offering you wine. So my time, I come on Dama Haria, like Harbin Alai Vechite, Malay Mahachi. So the Gemara says, because what you're doing effectively is you're making a neder. So the Gemara says, so okay, fine. How about this? Instead of we interpreting the statement like you're making a neder, why don't you just make a neder? Why don't you just simply say, as they're giving you the, let's call it the fifth cup of wine, so why don't you just simply say, I'm making a neder from that wine. So the Gemara says, Sefer, my sin la achrina matzaren lay, because over there, if I make a neder from that cup of wine, so okay, fine. So that cup of wine now is also to me through the neder, but they'll offer me another cup of wine. So so what I'll do is I'll say something which is absolutely definitive, meaning they'll understand right now that I do not want another cup of wine. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to say it? I'll tell them I'm a Nazir. Not because I really want to be a Nazir, but I just say it because once I'm a Nazir, obviously, I can't have any other cup of wine, meaning a Nazir is prohibited from all wine. So I'll just say that just so it stops. So umaisanami bisha'achas. Okay, good. And now that we know that there are times contextually where they're offering you a cup of wine and you say you're nazir and you're not to be understood literally, and it's just that you want it to stop. You want the offerings to stop. So you're saying it just to get it to stop. So now that you understand that there is another case similar to the Reisha of our Mishnah, but because of the contextual clues, you're therefore not going to be a nazir. Good. Now you understand the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. And then the Mishnah gives us Maisa. Then the Gemara gives us the following story with a woman who was a drunk and she wanted it to stop. So she said she's a Nazir and we know now not to take her literally. Okay, good. Adkan, that takes us to the first story of today's daf. Okay, so basically when you're drinking and someone offers you a wine and you say you're a Nazir, so sometimes it means you're committing yourself to be a Nazir. Sometimes it means you just don't want them to offer you wine anymore. And again, we just went through when it's meant literally and when it's not meant literally. Harini Nazir, we're up to the next Mishnah. Harini Nazir, okay, so I'm going to be a Nazir, but here are my conditions. Okay, everyone ready? My conditions are I'm going to be nazir and I'm going to drink wine. Okay, now, obviously, for such an individual, it's nice that he wants to rewrite the laws, but obviously the Torah is very clear about what it means to be a nazir. Alternatively, I'm going to be nazir matam lemesim. I'm laying the law down right now, and that is that I'm going to the cemetery. So in either one of those cases, by the way, the Mishnah over here is addressing two different cases. Meaning it could be either that he says he's going to be a nazir and I'm going to drink wine. Alternatively, I'm going to be a nazir and I'm going to go to the cemetery. Either way, I raise a nazir v'asa b'kulan. So despite the fact that he went ahead and he tried to rewrite the laws, but you can't rewrite the laws, then congratulations, you're a nazir. And obviously with all the regulations of nazirus, even though you were trying to dictate you're going to drink wine, the truth of the matter is that you're not. You're a nazir who is obviously prohibited from drinking wine. That's halacha number one of the Mishnah. Number two, Yodiani sheyesh naziros avani yodia she nazir asu biyayin. So I raise the asu Rabbi Shimon Matir. Okay, so let's say, look, I know a little bit about this nazirus thing, but I didn't know that it also included wine. Now again, by the way, that's a funny lack of knowledge. Meaning over here we're talking about psukim in the Torah, which are really clear about what it means to be a nazir. So over here, okay, in other words, he didn't receive any kind of education, and little snippets here and there of halacha. And he knew about this concept of nazir, but I just didn't know about the wine. So, and he commits himself to being a nazir, not fully understanding or knowing what that means. So now, machlokus amongst the Tanaim. So according to the Tanakhama HaReza Asur, so in other words, he just simply becomes a nazir. And Rabbi Shimon Matir, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be he's not going to be a nazir. Now this is Rabbi Shimon that we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, meaning Rabbi Shimon says that when do you become a nazir? Only when the Kabbalah is on all three aspects of nazirus. So that means to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, for this person who did not know, obviously he wasn't mekabel this aspect of nazirus. Simply because he didn't know, but according to Rabbi Shimon, your only time you're a nazir is only when you accept all aspects of nazirus. Okay, Yodiani, third halacha of the Mishnah, Yodiani she hanazir asur b'yayin aval sevra yisi she chachamim matir lemin she nani yacholi lachios el b'yayin. So mimne she ani kover samesim. So I raise the mutter Rabbi Shimon oser. Okay, so here's what I thought. Look, I want to be a nazir, but you know, like wine's really important to me. So what I thought was is that the chachamim would give me an allowance over here. In other words, I'll be a nazir, but you know how important wine is to me. So they'll give me an allowance for wine. Alternatively, and I know this is going to sound funny. Alternatively, going to the cemetery is really important for me. I need to go to the cemetery. So I'm going to be a nazir, but I'm sure that I'll get some sort of exemption from the rabbis. That I'll be able to go to the cemetery. So and by the way, vis-a-vis the cemetery, so what we could offer is just a simple explanation. In other words, the need for drinking wine, we understand the need to go to the cemetery. So what we can explain is or suggest is that maybe he works at the cemetery, or anyway, so it's part of a livelihood. So once again, he thought that the chachamim would give him an exemption. So in those cases, hareiz emuter Rabbi Shimon Oser. So the So according to the Tanakhama, it's mutter, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it in fact is going to be usher. In other words, he's going to be an usher. Okay, so there is obviously a lot to digest in the Mishnah, and over the course of the remainder of this morning, so what we're going to try to do is understand what seems to be the discrepancies of the Mishnah. Let's go. So number one, the Mishnah said that the first case of the Mishnah is that I'm going to be a nazir, but I'm drinking wine. Okay, right? Everyone clear about that? Yeah. Yes, we're clear. The one who lacks clarity is you, right? That's not a nazir. Or he says I'm going to be a nazir and I'm going to be a matam lemesim. So, what happened over there in the first case of the Mishnah? First of all, there was no machlokes there, and and he's going to be a nazir. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand. V'liflag nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. So again, the Shita Rabbi Shimon, which we've already gone over this morning numerous times, Rabbi Shimon says that you're only going to be a nazir when you accept all aspects of Nazirus. All three aspects of Nazirus has to be in your commitment in order for you to be a Nazir. And meanwhile, over here in our Mishnah, right, I'm going to be a Nazir, but I'm drinking wine. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you shouldn't be a Nazir. So I'm Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Chalokaya Rabbi Shimon, Afereisha. Okay. So Gemara says, fine. In other words, so I know Rabbi Shimon is not mentioned in the Reisha of the Mishnah, but it's understood. In other words, once you know the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and once you look at our Mishnah, so you know, and anyway, in the second case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon's arguing, right? In the case of Eni Odea, so Rabbi Shimon says that he's not a Nazir because he didn't know about all three aspects. So what I'll do is I'll just simply take Rabbi Shimon and plug it in and put it into the first case of our Mishnah. In the case where he says, I'm going to be Nazir and I'm drinking wine, Rabbi Shimon, even though not written into the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon would say he's not a Nazir. Okay? It's a simple solution, and it's just a question of reading it into the Mishnah. Ravina Amar Bereisha Lo Palag Rabbi Shimon. Ah. And the Gemara, however, gives another approach, another suggestion, and that is really the truth of the matter is Rabbi Shimon's not arguing in the first case of our Mishnah. My tami mishum davele masna masha kasa betorah and call masna masha kasa betorah tenau bato. Because over here, what's happening? Does he know about the wine drinking in case number one of our Mishnah? And the answer, of course, is yes. Of course. In other words, he knows about it. And what he's trying to do is rewrite the law. Oh. So in other words, it is a Kabbalah on Nazirus. He's accepting upon himself to be a Nazir in total. Oh, but do me a favor. Right? You see that part about the wine? Right? Just note to everybody. Right, that part over there, I'm not in on that part. Meaning, I know about it, and in general, I understand Nazir incorporates that as part of his Nazirus, but I'm just not nami. So that's what's called in halacha masna mashakasa batara. So you're making a tanai on something that is not in compliance with the Torah, or to say better, you're trying to violate the Torah and rewrite the law. So the Gemara says, now, masa mashakasa batara tenau bato. So the Gemara says, so basically what we're doing is we're treating it like a tanai. And since we're treating it like a tanai, and a condition that goes against the Torah is simply not a condition. Okay. So that is Ravina's approach to the Mishnah, which means that really the Kabbalah is on all three. He's making a tanai in one of them. Yeah, but it's a tanai al mashakasa batara. And therefore it simply is ignored. Now, as far as Rav Yeshua ben Levi is concerned, he obviously felt that that is not a valid approach. Meaning Rav Yeshua ben Levi says that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Reisha. So the Gemara says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, amalacha, hay amanas, kichutz dame. No. In other words, even though in the Mishnah he used the word amanas, but what we're going to do is we're going to treat the word amanas like as if he said chutz. So he's not trying to be mevatal satara, he's just simply making an exclusion for himself. In other words, I'm not rewriting the law. What I'm just simply saying is, I want to be a Nazir. Love the idea. But in other words, not every aspect. Except for chutz. I know he used the word almanas, and almanas usually is understood as conditional. He wasn't saying conditional. He was just simply making, or at least attempting to make an exclusion. Good. Tanya Kavase de Ravina. So we really have now, we have one question and we have two approaches. The question is that in the first case of the Mishnah, where he says, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm drinking wine. So the Mishnah says that, congratulations, he is a Nazir. And the question is, why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing in that case? No one's arguing. So why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing? Ostensibly, he should be arguing. So we have two basic approaches. One is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and that is that he's arguing. You just have to read it into the Mishnah. And approach number two of Ravina is that, no, he wouldn't argue in such a case because he's not accepting it. He's just simply trying to make a condition based on rewriting the law. It's masna mashakasa batara. And therefore, what happens? The Tanai becomes bato. Okay. And Tanya Kavasi de Ravina, and the Gemara says, and you know what? We have a brisa supporting Ravina. Amra reina nazar amna shei shosi ayin. Umitam la meis amariza nazar vasa bekulan. Good. So far, this part of the brisa is an echo of our Mishnah. It's a repeat of our Mishnah. So far, so good. Mimneishu masna amasha kazabatar v'chol amasna amasha kazabatar tanai bato. But then the brisa helps us out with an understanding. Why? Why such an individual a Nazir? Because he's trying to make a condition going against the Torah. And what happens is that such conditions are rendered void. And so therefore, look, I'm happy you're trying to make a condition, but it's against the Torah to know about it, and therefore, there's simply no condition. Okay. So the, okay. Yodea Anisha Anazir Asabayayin. Okay. All right, so what happened now? So we have three cases in the Mishnah. Case number one is where he says he's going to be a Nazir, but I'm drinking wine. In such a case, he's in fact going to be a Nazir. Is Rabbi Shimon arguing in that case? We just saw a machlokus amongst the Amoraim, whether or not Rabbi Shimon argues on the first case. Then in the second case of the Mishnah, what happens? Eini Odeya, right? I want to be a Nazir. He just didn't know about all the aspects of Nazirus. Okay, fine. Is he a Nazir? That's a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. And again, going back all the way to the beginning of the Masechta, according to the Chachamim, so your commitment to be a Nazir will be a commitment, even if you only refer to one of the aspects. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Achi Yazir Mikulan. And so when he does not know, he legitimately does not know about one of the aspects, but he heard about Nazirus, he likes the idea, but he doesn't know about every aspect, he's not going to be a Nazir, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you only become a Nazir when you're a Nazir Mikulan. Fine. Then the Mishnah had one more case. The Mishnah's last case is that I'm going to be a Nazir, but I thought the rabbis would make an exemption for me. I need that wine. I need to go to the cemetery. I thought I was going to receive an exemption. Now, in that case over there, so what did the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah told us it's a machlokas. That's not the exciting part. The exciting part is where everyone landed on that machlokas, right? So according to the Tanakhama, So you are not going to be a Nazir. And according to Rabbi Shimon, so you are in fact going to be a Nazir. And the Gemara says, what? I didn't understand that. V'amar Reisha. So also Rabbi Shimon Matir. So I don't understand. Meaning just go back one case earlier of Eini Yodea and the positions were flipped. So the Gemara says, okay. So how are we going to do that? So Eimanami Areza also Rabbi Shimon Matir. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to edit the Mishnah. Okay? Again, every time we get to this point in time of the Gemara, where the Gemara is looking for an editing of the Mishnah, here it seems pretty clear. Remember, I generally ask the question, when we're editing the Mishnah, are we editing understanding or are we actually editing words? I think it's pretty inescapable. In other words, the Gemara over here is clearly talking about editing of the words of the Mishnah. Because basically we want an alignment in the Mishnah, and therefore, if we want it, we want consistency, we're literally going to have to change the words of the Mishnah. Good. And in the case where I thought I was going to get an exemption, so according to the Tanakhama, you're going to be asur, because again, you thought you're only going to get an exemption from one of the aspects. The other aspects you're still on the hook for. So therefore, it's going to be asur. Masha Inkin, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only a Nazir when you accept all aspects. Over here, you didn't accept all aspects, and therefore you're not going to be a Nazir. Okay, good. That is one approach on how to understand the Mishnah, but basically it does require us to take out our pencil, turn it around, get the eraser, erase words, rewrite the Mishnah. Fine. Now the Gemara says, okay, but as you can imagine, however, maybe there's a way to solve for the Mishnah without touching a word of the Mishnah, without editing. And Hassam, and the Gemara says, we'll suggest like this. Again, trying to differentiate between the case of Eini Yodea and the case of, I thought I was getting an exemption. In the case of Eini Yodea, Kegon de Nazar Michada. So, L'Rabbanan Amri Da'afilu Lo Nazar Ela Me'achas Mehem Havi Nazar V'asir L'Rabbi Shimon Da'amar Ashi Yazar Mikulam Mutter. So again, so as far as explaining it, it's really simple, like we've been saying all morning. And that is according to the Chachamim, accepting one aspect of Nazirus is a Kabbalah. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to accept all aspects. And when you didn't know about one of them, so then we're going to have a Machlokas, like we just said. However, Seifa Nadar Mikulo V'Isho Bechada. But what happened in the Sefer is as follows. You accepted Nazirus in total. And now you wanted She'ela. Meaning, but then you remembered, yeah, I want to be a Nazir. Oh yeah, that's right. My love for wine. Darn. Or alternatively, I want to be a Nazir. Oh, that's right. I work in the cemetery. Okay. Now, granted, by the way, and these are not nolads, meaning, right, this problem existed when you made the neder. Okay, it's fair to say he really didn't think it all the way through, right? As I'm as I'm narrating right now and articulating what's happening. He made a nether and then he remembers he works in the, I'm sorry, he wants to be a nazir and now he remembers he was in the cemetery. He works in the cemetery, right? Like what happened for a moment? Okay, it's a temporary moment of not insanity, but temporary moment of just, you know, having brain fog. So anyway, so but the question now is as follows. So he is asking a she'ela on one aspect. Ah. See, now he is a nazir because he accepted all aspects, but now he wants to he wants to be released by a chacham, but on only one of the aspects. So now we're asking an excellent question. In other words, now we are detaching from nazirus via she'elas chacham. And how does detachment work? So the Rabbanan Darmi Afilo Nazir Lamachas Memki Mitchell Mechanaminay Ishtaray. Ah. So it's great. In other words, what the Gemara tells us is basically, however you get into Nazirus is going to be the same mechanism in terms of getting out of Nazirus. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, to get into the Nazirus, what do you have to do? Only mention one aspect of Nazirus, and that gets you in. So in terms of disconnecting you from Nazirus via She'ilas Chacham, so how are you going to do that? By focusing, by highlighting on one aspect of Nazirus. That's all you need. So once you get a She'ilas Chacham on one aspect of Nazirus, so that's it. That's going to be Hatara. That's going to create a release. And Rabbi Shimon Damar, Achiazim Mikulan, Ki Mishal Nami Miahu, Adim Mishal Mikulo, O Mishal Hachi Kitan, Rabbi Shimon Oser. Ah, beautiful. And according to Rabbi Shimon, how do you get into Nazirus? By accepting all three aspects. So now, and meaning that according to Rabbi Shimon, it is a bundle package. So She'elas Chacham to get you out of Nazirus? Oh, exactly. In other words, there, you need a She'elah on all three aspects. Meaning you need to go to the Chacham and say that I didn't mean to be a Nazir because I regret having been a Nazir because, and you have to give explanations, not just for the drinking of wine, but the drinking of wine, the cemetery, the cutting of the hair, meaning you have to have a charata on all three aspects of being a nazir. Good. And so that is why in the Seifa, so you accept it to be a nazir in total. You are now a nazir. And now it's a question of how does release from nazirus works? According to the Chacham, one aspect sufficient. According to Rabbi Shimon, all three aspects. The Gemara says, or alternatively, we're going to try this one more way. Meaning, we're going to try to understand why in the last case of the Mishnah, where the person was looking for an exemption immediately after he made the Nazir, he committed to Nazir, so we have a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, but opposite. Meaning, it's totally counterintuitive of what we expected. So the Gemara says, well, we'll start off with the following. So we're going to go back to a Mishnah in Nedarim, it was definitely the beginning of the parak. It was Daf Chaf. I'm just struggling right now, beginning of the second or third parak, regardless. Anyway, so the Gemara Nedarim Arba, Nedarim Yitiru Chachamim, Nidre Zeruzim, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkagos, Nidre Onsin. So what happened was is that in four different circumstances, in four cases, so the neder is not a neder. Okay, and you'll forgive me, I'm not going to go through all four categories right now. But our focus right now is on category number four, Nidre Onsen, which is that what happened is that you made a neder, you attached it to a condition, and the condition was met, but only, and not willingly, against your will. So that is what's called an halacha Nidre Onsen. And v'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav Asi arba nedarim halalu tzrichim she'elu l'chachamim. And so, ki amrisa kamidu shmuel amar li, tana ketani hitiru chachamim v'at amar tzrichim she'elu l'chachamim. And so now, the question that we asked back in Nedarim, so even though these Nedarim are not registered as Nedarim, so do you need to go to a Chacham to release you? And that is a machlokis amongst the Amoraim, between Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi says there still is a protocol of having to go to a Chacham, having release you, meaning he'll have the tools in which to release you, because it fits into one of these four categories, so he'll be able to release you, but there's still protocol of having to go to a Chacham. Meanwhile, according to Shmuel said no, meaning these Nedarim do not register at all. There simply is no need, there's no reason to go to a Chacham. Okay, so fine. So that was Machlokas over there in the Gemara Nedarim. And now the Gemara says, okay, now what we're going to do over here, just simply plug it in. Rabbanan Savrik Yishmuel, So the according to the Chachamim, they hold like Shmuel, meaning that once it falls under the category of Nidre own sin, so then there's no protocol. There's no need to go to a Chacham. The Neder simply is not a Neder from the very beginning, from its origination. And therefore, Mutter. And Rabbi Shimon, I added a word. So Rabbi Shimon ka Rav Asi. And Rabbi Shimon holds like Rav Asi. There's still protocol. Even though it falls under the category of Nidre own sin, but there still is protocol. You still have to go to a Chacham. Good. The Gemara Nedarim, we discussed a little bit more this machlokes between Rav Asi and Shmuel, meaning that when it falls under one of these categories, even though it's basically not a neder, but is there still protocol to go to a Chacham, we discuss this a little bit more over there. Okay. That kind of takes us now to the end of our second topic for today. So again, in a circumstance where you accept Nazirus, but not all aspects of Nazirus, so are you a Nazir? So to that basic question, it's a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. Chachamim said you are a Nazir, Rabbi Shimon says you're not a Nazir. Then, however, in our Mishnah, we didn't give one, but three different examples of this idea. The example number one is that you're trying to rewrite the law. Example number two of Eini Yodea. And example number three, I thought I would be getting an exemption because of my job of working in a cemetery. Okay. So in all three of those cases, so what happened? So confusion. Why? Because in case number one, we had no machlokas. In case number two, Chacham and Rabbi Shimon argued in a manner in which we expected, based on how we know their shitas. And in case number three, the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon went in the exact opposite direction. So what we did over the course of most of today's daf is basically try to figure out how to understand the first and the third cases are really the head scratchers. The second case is perfect. The case of Eini Yodea. And so what we did this morning is basically, how did you understand case number one? How did you understand case number three? Okay. Last Mishnah for today. Hareini Nazir ve'alayla galech Nazir. Okay, so I say I'm going to be a Nazir, and you know what? I'm not done yet. And I'm also going to be a donor, right? Not only a Nazir, but a donor. Okay. And alayla galech Nazir. Now, literally the words mean I'm going to shave a Nazir. Okay, we'll get used to this terminology. It doesn't mean he's shaving a Nazir. What it means is that he's sponsoring a Nazir with his karbanos. Every time a Nazir arrives at the conclusion of his Nazir, he's got to bring karbanos. Okay, there's three animals. It's a lot of money. Okay, so hopefully at the time when he commits himself to being a Nazir, he understands what this commitment is going to mean financially. Okay, but maybe he'll need a sponsor. He'll need a donor. So here's a guy, another guy who says, I'm ready to sponsor. So alayla galech Nazir literally means I'm going to shave a Nazir. It means I'm going to help a Nazir with the conclusion of his Nazirus. The conclusion of the Nazirus involves a shave, but it also involves carbonos, and I'm sponsoring. So this person over here does two things. Number one, he says, let's do that again. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir, a reigning Nazir, plus a Laila Galeach Nazir. I'm sponsoring somebody else. Okay, good. Now, Vishama Chaver Vamar Vaniv Alayla Galeach Nazir, and another person hears, and he says, you know what? I love the idea. Right? Ring me up, same thing. He says, Ani, right? Me too. More importantly, Va'ani and me too. And Va'alayla Galach Nazir, and I'm sponsoring as well. Good. Now, Ima Yupichim, Megachin Zed, Zevim Lav, Megachin Nazir Nacherim. Okay, now, obviously over here, the smartest, it's not a problem, so I don't want to use the word solution, but the smartest way to resolve is basically, look, each one of them is on the hook to be a Nazir, and sponsorship of somebody else. Oh. So here now we have a shidduch. Perfect shidduch. So I'm going to do Nazirus and I'll sponsor you. And oh, by the way, you're going to be doing Nazirus and you'll sponsor me. Okay, good. So that part's easy. But for whatever reason, these two didn't match their calendars. They didn't set the, reciprocate for one another. So then they're on the hook, meaning their commitment to being a Nazir and their commitment to sponsoring somebody else. So, Ibailu, Shama Chaver Va'amar Va'ani Mahu. Okay. The Gemara over here asks a very technical question, right? It's important, but it's a technical question. And that is that in our Mishnah, what happened? The first person said a twofold commitment. I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm going to sponsor somebody else. And then when the other person hears this, he says, Va'ani and Va'alai Legaleach. Me too, and I'm also sponsoring. Now, question. What if he just said the word va'ani, me too? Meaning, could it not be the va'ani by itself is going to be going on the both commitments of the first person? That's reasonable. That's the Gemara's question. So va'ani, ibailu, shamachaver va'amar va'ani, va'ani akula dibur mashma, dema paga dibur mashma. So what's the ani by itself going to go on? Imtim salam ra'apaga dibur mashma, reisho ha'seifa. And on top of that also, what then becomes unclear is that if the first person made a twofold commitment and the second person said ani, and we're assuming that ani is not going on both, but it's only going on one, now it's fair to ask which one. So tashma. So the Gemara says, va'ani va'alai legalech nazir, ima yupichim agalchen zeh zeh, midikamar va'ani ve'alai shmamina, paga dibure. So the Gemara says, okay, I read the Mishnah. Meaning because what was the second person's response? Va'ani, comma, ve'alai legalech. Me too, the me too is going on being a nazir, obviously. And then, alai legalech, and you know what? And I'm also doing the sponsorship thing as well. So the Gemara says, Amri, in apagadi bura mashma miu, areisho asefa. So the Gemara says, okay, I hear you, it's only going on one of the two commitments, but which one, the first or the second? The Gemara says, I don't even understand. Mina, meaning I'm just going to send you right back to the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah, reread the Mishnah. Isn't it obvious? I don't know. I'm just reading the Mishnah. It seems pretty clear that the Va'ani is going on commitment number one to be an Azir. And Alayla Galeach is now, in addition to that, I'm also committing to sponsor, just like you sponsored. But it required me to say Va'ani Galeach. So I'm like Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Ami Maidachi, Lola Meimalacha, Vani Akula Dibur, Vimushim Valai, My Kamar Valai, Vani Milsa. Okay. The Gemara says, you know, you could really argue. You could say that Vani, when you say the Me Too, so what you mean Vani is basically on everything. Meaning, I'm co-signing, right? You're being a Nazir and you're sponsoring another person. I love it. Vani. Meaning, it could very well be that Even as per the Mishnah, that in itself would be enough. So then the obvious question. So then what are you adding with the words Vani Agalech? So the Gemara just simply says it's a reinforcement. That's all. So the it's superfluous. So the Ilo Temahachi. The Gemara says, and I'll tell you, Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua says that it's a fair argument. Why? Consider the following. We're going to go look at a Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's daf. Hare alai legale chatzi nazir, shama chaver v'amar, ve'ani alai legale chatzi nazir. So, in other words, I'm ready to sponsor half a nazir. Meaning he's got three carbonates to bring, I'm going to be sponsoring half the cost. Okay, obviously you can't split three animals, but in other words, but half the cost I'm sponsoring. And somebody else comes along and says, and you know what? I'm also going to be sponsoring half the cost. So Vishama, right, so awesome. And over there in that mission, tomorrow's daf, so what happens? So you have two halves, in other words, sponsorship towards two halves. And now what? And so now, they obviously total to a full sponsorship of one nazir. So but over here, what we're looking at is the Lashon of the Mishnah. He says, Va'ani alai legale chatzi nazir. So now there, how many commitments are made by the first person? It's only one commitment. So over there, when he says va'ani va'alai legalei chatzi nazir, so there, obviously va'ani would have been sufficient, obviously, because it's only one commitment. So when another person says me too, there's no ambiguity. Me too is going on your one commitment. So you see va'ani would be sufficient. So when he said the word alai, it was just simply a little more clarity, just what's it called? Just a little more definition, but the truth of the matter is va'ani by itself would have been sufficient. Okay. So amar le Rava hachi hashta. So Rava says, I don't know. I don't think you're right. Meaning basically, we have two Mishnayos where the second person's co-signing. We have our Mishnah and we have the Mishnah tomorrow's daf. In our Mishnah, the first person made a double commitment of being a Nazir and sponsorship. In tomorrow's daf, it was just one commitment of sponsorship. So, but what Rav is now is going to argue with Rav Huna is let's consider. Hachi hasha. I am Rabbi Shlomo Reisha Tzricha. Seifa lo Tzricha. So Seifa lo Tzricha. Mishum Reisha Tzricha.
Look, in our mission, today's daf, on the double commitment, I can totally understand why it is that when you co-sign, you have to make not one, but two affirmations. You have to say va'ani, and you have to say alai. Why? Because the first person made two commitments. So the first person made two commitments, so I got to co-sign on both commitments. I can understand va'ani and alai. I get it. And as far as tomorrow's daf is concerned, tomorrow's daf, look, I know it's one commitment, but okay. So, but really, that wasn't the necessary point to teach. The necessary point to teach was today's daf. But in other words, you want to tell me now that the alai is just superfluous language that's unnecessary. So you want to tell me that it's unnecessary in today's daf. You want to tell me it's unnecessary in tomorrow's daf. So telling, I'm excited about the way I'm about to say it. So now you're telling me that something's unnecessary and you're telling it to me twice. That's unnecessary. Okay, great. So I can't imagine that the Mishnah has to teach me this point of alai legaleach is unnecessary not only one time but two times, today's daf and tomorrow's daf. So Rava says it's hard to imagine. It makes much more sense to suggest, like Rava suggesting, that really alai, ani and alai are both necessary in our case, in our Mishnah, because there really are two commitments. Okay, good. And the ani is going on commitment number one, and alai is going on commitment number two. Okay, good. That takes us to the end of the daf. Amar Rav Yitzchak is where we're going to start tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. Three basic points that we discussed today. Number one, someone's offering you a cup of wine. You say no thank you, but you don't just simply say no thank you. You say, hey, not today, I'm a nazir. Right? I just committed to being a nazir. So are you a nazir? Yes. What about the woman who was drunk and said the same thing and she wasn't a nazir? Context. In other words, there she was not just politely saying no. She really wanted the wine to stop. Nazir is not to be taken literally. It was just a way of really communicating no more wine. Good. But she's not a nazir. Good. Then the bulk of today's daf dealt with a Mishnah right there in the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where I'm making a commitment, but not to all aspects of Naziris. In case number one, I'm trying to rewrite the law. In case number two, I didn't know. In case number three, I thought I was getting an exemption from the rabbis on one of the three. So what happens is that in the first case, there was no machlokas. In the second case, a standard machlokas for Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, exactly as we anticipated. And in case number three, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim did a role reversal. So over the course of today's daf, we tried to figure out cases numbers one and three, right? Confused us. And we spent time with those. And then the last case of our Mishnah, our first person makes a commitment to be a Nazir and to sponsor another person. And the second person who hears it says Va'ani. And then we dealt with the technical aspect of certainly he's committing to both. Did he commit to both just the word Va'ani? Or is it the double language of Va'ani and Alai? Okay. And we just deliberated that very point. Ad kan. Thank you.